Earlier this hour, President Bush described Barack Obama's win yesterday as an impressive victory.
All Americans can be proud of the history that was made yesterday. Across the country, citizens voted in large numbers. They showed a watching world the vitality of America's democracy and the strides we have made toward a more perfect union.
President Bush was in Washington last night for election returns, and once the race was over, a celebration broke out in his front yard. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
This is not what downtown Washington normally sounds like at 1 a.m. on a typical Wednesday, but this was no typical Wednesday. It was the first hours of the first day of Barack Obama's tenure as president-elect. And while carefully planned events were the order of the campaign, a not-at-all-planned party sprung up directly in front of the White House just after the election was called for Obama.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can! Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
At first, the revelers were college students from nearby George Washington University, people like Dorian Brown from Atlanta. He said the impromptu party on Pennsylvania Avenue wasn't planned.
I think the excitement of the night just caught on. Everybody just had to rush over. They couldn't contain themselves.
Why the White House?
Because that's where the president lives. Where else would we run to?
But as the crowd started showing up on television, other older people started to join them, like Spencer Bolliker.
I want to be part of history. I want to be part of all this. It's amazing. I'm still in disbelief, and this makes it more real.
Even people who didn't vote for Obama joined the party. Trevor Harrison was visiting from Sydney, Australia.
We are strongly in favor of Obama in Australia. 8-1, like the rest of the world.
And what are you doing in front of the White House in the middle of the night?
Oh, he thought he'd come down and celebrate with the rest of the world.
It was all very peaceful, but it got a bit loud, which raised the question, did the crowd worry about keeping the current occupants of the White House awake? Spencer Bolliker thought about that for about 2 seconds.
Not at all.
Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.